Okay, so the Mishnah says, "Ein maskirin malchus zechonos v'shofar shel puranos maskal b'tor mashlim b'navi." Rabbi Yosi Omer mihishlim b'tora yatsa. It sounds like it's b'di eved. So the Gemara says the following: Malchios kigon chay ani nu mashem lokim. This would be a malchios de puranos. Imlo biyana chazaka bizro netuya. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Uvechema shvucha emlo chalechem. So chema shvucha, right? Overflowing wrath, right? That's clearly malchios de puranos. Yavgav der Rav Nachman ki hay ritcha lirsach kucha brichu alon. So the fascinating idea that Rav Nachman is saying is like we would settle for this rischa from kucha brichu. Why? Who can explain the Gemara? What does he mean when he says, you know, ki hai rischa lirtach kucha brichu alon, let him get this angry at us, at least redeem us, right, from poor Khan. V'lifer kunan, kevin de rischa amar idkure rischa b'rash hashana, b'rash hashasa lo mad karinan. So what's the... What was the Havamina? Like, we're obviously debating the nature of Rosh Hashanah here, right? And the question is, what's the nature of Malchios and Rosh Hashanah? So, Rav Nachman seems to have a good point. He says, look, you know, at the end of the day, what Yechezkel is saying is, I'll be the Melech either way. If that's what it takes. If it's Rona to you, lo chaleichem. Sof, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be, you know, Molech over us. Why is that so bad? So I think it's a debate about the nature of Rosh Hashanah, but anyone who want to spell it out? What's the problem with this? In the end of the day, Em lo chaleichem. So Ilan, take us through the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi say which is unique about our relationship with Malchios and Rosh Hashanah? In other words, instead of Erev Rosh Hashanah being a tainus, which, you know, according to many Gaonim, you know, you would even spend Rosh Hashanah. Go ahead. Right, so Misatvin Levanim and Lovshim Levanim, and as opposed to the natural course of the Olam is, you know, to be Lovei Shchorim and, you know, Yoshev B'tainus, Yodin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matzilo Sanu Bedin. So the problem, it seems here, with the Malchios de Puranos is that we don't want it to be through Rischa, right? Rischa Lirtach Chut Shebrichu Alon V'Lifrikunan. In the end of the day, the Totsah might be the same, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Molei Chaleinu, but that's not the kind of Malchios that we're hoping for in Rosh Hashanah. One of the psukim of Malchios, you know, which is, you know, extremely telling, right, Hashem el kavimo usruas melech bo. Right, sorry, y'all, we were learning that pasuk together. Right, so what does it mean usruas melech bo? The reyos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're describing the chiba and the reyos. Does everybody follow? This is extremely important. This gets back to the nature of Malchios and Rosh Hashanah. And then you have to learn to be mdaik each and every line in the Gemara. Okay, so I think this is a particularly important line. Next line of Gemara, Zikaron, and this is Zichron de Puranos, Kigon, Vayizkar Kivasar Hema, right, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, Ruach Holech Velo Yashav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember that, you know, in the end of the day, you know, we're just Basar Vadam, Vayizkar Kivasar Hema. It's almost like saying, you know, this is not the kind of zichronos that we want in Rosh Hashanah, even though in the end of the day, this pasuk is saying that Hashem should be merachim on us because we're so pathetic. You know, that's not the kind of zikaron that we want on Rosh Hashanah. Instead, what's the ultimate zikaron of Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rivo, tiku lefana b'shofar shel ayel, kedei she'eskar lachem, akedes Yitzchak ben Avram. Right, it's an indication of our willingness to sacrifice of our Mesiris Nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu. What about Shofaros Kigon? This is the Pasuk In Hosea, Tiku Shofar Begiva Chatzutra Barama Hariu Beis Oven Acharecha Bin Yamin. Okay, Aval Ibam Lomar Malchus Zikaron Veshofar Shal Peran Shal Abdei Kochavim Omer Malchus Gigon Hashem Malach Yirgizu Amim Uchigon Hashem Melech Olam Va'ed Avdu Gayim Eretzo Zikaron Gigon Zichar Shal Midei Adom. Right, Eis Yom Yerushalayim, Aru Aru Ad Hiyasod Ba, Shofar Kigon, Vashem Elokim, Vashofar Yitaka, Vahalach Visaros Teman, Uchziv, Hashem Tzivakos, Yagein Aleihem. So, you need a special mat here in the Gemara to talk about Puranios Da'akum. Who can explain that? Why is that not obvious either? You might say that Puranios Da'akum also, we're not going to be so quick to mention on Rosh Hashanah, because I mean, if it's Obed Kochavim Mazalos, we understand, because that is literally a pagam in Malchus Shamayim. But, go ahead, Ilan, say your hand. Exactly, right? And Zayom Tchilas Masach, Zikaron Yom Rishon. It's a universal day, right? Kol Boy Olam over in the fun of Kivnei Maron. Right? And we want the din, to be, it's like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tshuva, to be machrias kol olam kulo, the tzad zchus, tzadik yisod olam, that we should imagine that not only are we mechza mechza, and our families mechza mechza, our communities mechza mechza, medina mechza mechza, olam kolam kulo mechza mechza. So the idea of maskir in any Puranas on Rosh Hashanah, is not so obvious. The whole minhag of mea kolos, right, is, as we'll get to at the very end of the Masechta, right, the Eim Sisra, and the fact that, her tears also matter on Rosh Hashanah. So you need a special matter to be Mazker Puranos, Da'ov De Kochav Mazalos on Rosh Hashanah, which is the most universal of all holidays, right, Zayom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron Yom Rishon, Uvrios Voyipakedu, etc. Okay. In Maskirin Zikaron Shal Yachir Vafilu Latova Kegon Zachreni Hashem Bertzon Amecha Kegon Zachrali Elohai Latova. These are the psukim of Nehemiah, right? When Nehemiah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember everything that I did for purposes of good. So Pikdonos Arenti Zichronos Kegon Vashem Pakad Esara, which obviously the Kriya Satora Kegon Pakod Pakati Eschem Ve'es He'asoy Lachem B'Mitzrayim Dibur Biosir Huda Omer Einan Kezichronos. Interesting. The Ramban explains, in the Chumash HaPekudim, that the idea of, Pekudim in general, this is the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, so we just had it, is Zikaron V'Hashgach Al Davar. Does sound very similar. The Rabbi Yossi Ninami, the Bikdonos, Arayin Kizichronos, Hashem Bakar Esara, Pikadon D'Yachid Hu. So the Gemara says, Kevan D'Asu Rabbin Minah, Kerabin Dami. So that gives us a major insight into the Gemara, that we're looking for Pikdonos, Zichronos, Hai Kedi Islay, whether or not you permit it, Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbim. We're looking for Zichuyos of the Rabbim. So Vashem Palkadis Sarah, she was, the first of the Imahos, so it's a little bit of a different story. Okay, so Se'usharim Roshecha Minasu Pesche Olam V'Yavo Melech HaKavod, Miza Melech HaKavod, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama, period. Seusharin Roshecha Musufischa Olam Viyavo Melech HaKavod, Mi Huze Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzvakos Melech HaKavod Tzela. So that's sentence two. Sentence one, Seusharin Roshecha Mishona Shtayim. So there are two mentions of Malchios in that pasuk. Viyavo Melech HaKavod, Mi Ze Melech HaKavod. Okay, that's Mishona was two mentions of Malchios. Shania had Shalosh, because it had the additional Mi Huze Melech HaKavod. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, Shnia Shtayim. So Rabbi Yehuda looks at it a little bit differently. He says, Susharim Rashaykh Nasu Chisay Olam Yavo Melech HaKavod. Right? And then he doesn't count Mizem Melech HaKavod in the second one. Meaning, Mizem Melech HaKavod Hashem Mizuz VeGibor, that doesn't count. Mizem Melech HaKavod is not a mention of Malchios. Susharim Rashaykhem Usu Vishay Olam Yavo Melech HaKavod, that's one. Mizem Melech HaKavod does not count. Hashem Tzvakos Hu Melech HaKavod Tzela is two. So in other words, the principle of Rabbi Yehuda is it can't be inquisitive, it has to be declarative, grammatically. Okay, Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lamalkenu Zameru, Ki Malach Kol Ha'aretz Elokim, right, this comes from Mizmor Yudzayin, which is Lanatzeach Ibnei Korach Mizmor, what we say just before Tzkiyat Shofar, right? So when we talk about Malkenu, that counts as a form of Malchus according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Achas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Zamru lo Malkenu Zameru does not count as Malchus. Who can explain the lamdas behind this Machlokas? Everybody agrees, Ki Malach Kol Ha'aretz Elokim, that's a Malchus. But Zamru lo Malkenu, maybe not a Malchus, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Why doesn't that register as Malchus? Eitan.
Because it's exclusive to Am Yisrael.
Exactly. The Imam Lechakadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is the Imam Lechem Al Kol Al Kol Olam Kulo. And we keep on coming back to this point. You have to, again, you know, Lenatzel, literally every single line in the Gemara. That's the difference between, you know, a good shiur and a very, very, very good shiur, you know, an excellent shiur. You know, you want to be able to put this all together. That's what the Rav did, you know, in weaving in these kinds of issues that other people, you know, sort of went through quickly. You know, he's very careful with these things. It's also part of our Masora. Okay, so Vishavin, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi agree, so Malach Elokim Al Goyim, Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho Shi Achas. They all agree that this statement, Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho, is not a, it does not cross the threshold in terms of Malchios. Elokim Yashav Al Kisei Kacho, you might have thought, because you're acknowledging Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence on the Kisei HaKavod, but it's insufficient. It's insufficient. We should think about that. Why is that the case? You know, it's sort of reminiscent to me, the sugya, the first parak of Brachos, the difference between Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat and Melech HaMishpat. Who remembers Rashi in that sugya? What does Rashi say? HaMelech HaMishpat actually means... Ilan, go ahead.
I think who acts Mishpat, that he himself, like...
Yeah, exactly. And the way that the Rishonim explained that is that it's not just that he has an affinity to Tzedakah Mishpat, but that he is practicing, he's adjudicating the world. So it's legitimate, Havamina, to say that referring to God, Yoshev Al Kisei Kacho, was enough, but it doesn't quite cross the threshold. That's very important. Zikaron Sheyesh Bo Trua, Kigon Shabbosan Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh, Omra imezichronos, if Omra meshofros, if Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi thinks it can go either way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it Omra imezichronos bilvad. It goes to the zichronos. Malchus sheishimo truach, gon Hashem elokav imo, truas melechbo. We just referenced that pasuk. Omer mamalchios, Omer meshofros, if Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi thought it could be used in a versatile fashion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eno Omra el imamalchios bilvad. Trua shenimar lo klum, if the trua doesn't have a reference to a shofar at all, gon yom trua yelachem. Omer Mishofros Divri Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in a Omra Kol Ikar, it needs to be a Trua that specifically references the Kol Shofar. So, I think a particularly ambitious way of looking at this last section of the Machokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about the Psuke, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofaros, and again, you know, for some Rishonim, they may rise level Daraisa, even though that doesn't appear to be the simple reading of the Mishnah. And I've offered a middle position to you guys on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, that it is possible, right, for the Yerushalmi in particular, that Zichron Trua, right, that those psukim are, you know, elevated in that context. We were Medayik here in Rashi, we thought maybe it was Rashi Lashitaso in Parshas Emor, but be that as it may, I'd like to suggest the following. So when you have a pasuk that can go Malchios or... Shofaros here, like Hashem Elokav Imo, Thruas Melech Bo, we perceive it as a pasuk of Malchios, according to Rabbi Yehuda. When you have a pasuk that has Zichronos and Shofaros, so Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be determined to be Zichronos. I think it says, basically saying that there's a hierarchy of Malchios, Zichronos, and then Shofaros. And I think it's confirmational of our view that we've, you know, articulated on many occasions, that Malchios is the most important theme of the three because it is, Nachi, go ahead, what's unique about Malchios relative to Zichronos and Shofros?
Universal.
Okay, right, so it's the most, it's the broadest in scope, but here I want something qualitative, not quantitative. What's our Shita in Malchios? I mean, we end up paskening this way. But Malchios is integrated with the Eitan?
Yushas Hayom.
Correct. So Malchios is always going to take priority. Right? Imru lefanei Malchios kedesh etam lichuni aleichem. Zichronos kedesh etala zichronechem lefanei letova. But why? Why do I want my zikaron to be ola lefanei letova? Why do I care about that, Ilan? You only care about that because he's the melech. And he's judging us. Ubameh b'shofar. The shofar is the method. The shofar is the vehicle. It's the catalyst. Okay. Excellent. Okay, so maschil batoru mishalim b'navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, mishalim b'toru yatsva. So mishalim d'yevelin l'chadchilo batan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, amashlim b'toru reza mishubach. Im amashlim. So where's your fourth? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. We had that the Yom Shavuosel Lovechi Hashem Elokim in Ode Malchus. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Eina Malchus. Tareis Ladas Ki Hashem Elokim in Ode Milvadel Malchus. The Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Malchus. He doesn't accept any of it. But the bottom line here is that we do accept Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. That is a statement of Malchus. Now this is Meduyak in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The second mitzvah is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Shene'emar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does the Rambam comment there? The last line in Mitzvah Beis of the Sefer HaMitzvos. Says, Zoha Mitzvah Nikreis Gam Kein, right? Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalos Malchus Shamayim. Now it's interesting, I pointed this out to you guys in the past. The Ramban affiliates the notion of Kabbalos Malchus Shamayim with which mitzvah? Not Yichud Hashem. I have to say, this works out very well for the Rambam. That Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is a pasuk of Malchios. Which mitzvah does the Ramban describe as Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim? I'm going to bring you guys back into yeshiva. You seem like you're in summer mode over here. Yeah, Sariel. That guy hasn't taken a break.
I think maybe
Yediyas Hashem,
I don't know.
Very good. That's it. I would have accepted Emuna Bashem or Yediyas Hashem, because Ramban uses both languages. Okay, very good. The Rambam uses both languages in different places, right? The Ramban says, right, Lahamin Uleda. Okay. Hover the Neitav Yamtiv Shal Rosh Hashanah. Second time you have that expression, right? In the Mishnah, the Yamtiv Shal Rosh Hashanah. You know, I like that expression, right? Because it's the dialectic of Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, we just talked about that. Chedvas Hashem hima uschem, ki kadosh hayom ladoneinu. Ichlu mashmanim, ushtum amtakim, al teatzvu, ve'al tisablu. Psukim nechem. On the other hand, you know, enon yimei, you know, simcha yeseira, yimei tshuva yoruba fa'achad. So, over the day, tava yamtiv shal Rosh Hashanah, hasheni maskia, uvishasa halil, meaning not on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah can't be a time of halil. Sivri chayim, sivri mesim psukim lefanav. Right, you may yira tshuva v'fachad. Rambam harisho and makris ahalol. So maishno sheni maskiya mishum debirov am hadras melech. See, hachi halol nami neima b'sheni mishum debirov am hadras melech. Right, especially because halol is singing to the king. Ela maishno halol debirisho mishum disrizim akdim mitzvos. So it's kiya nami neyavid rishum mishum disrizim akdim mitzvos. Am Rabbi Yochanan b'shas gzeres hamalchus shanu. So a couple of hayaros. One of them is a little bit facetious, but also kind of serious too. What is this whole Berovam Hazar Smelach? What does that assume? How does that make any sense? What do you mean Berovam Hazar Smelach? Isn't everybody there for Shacharis? Apparently not. Okay, so, you know, the Musaf Kiddush crowd was alive and well. You know, if they knew this Gemara, they would just say, Minagav Hoseinu B'yadeinu, we're here for the Berovam Hazar Smelach. Which is nice. Okay, the second idea is Rovam Hadras Melech. You know, there's good reason to apply that to both Shofaros and Halel. Halel specifically, right, you would have thought to apply it, Rovam Hadras Melech. It just doesn't take place in Rosh Hashanah, but You know, you're singing to the king. So for that's, you know, for sure. Shofaros berovam hadras melech, because a shofar is a tool to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, bimsho chayovel hema yalu vahar. Right, kol shofar holeich v'chazek ma'od elokim yedaber, Moshe yedaber v'elokim yanenu b'kol. You know, it was part of what we talked about. That's one of the images of Malchios. So this idea of Bishas Geras HaMalchus, the Yerushalmi tells the story, is that there was a pogrom that they thought the Jews, you know, were holding by Parshas Baaloscha, v'chisavo melchama b'yartzecham alatzar atzareschem, v'ariyosem v'chatzar tzorz, v'izkartem v'tenashem olkechem, v'nashatim v'yveichem, so they massacred them. So what we wanted to try to do was to ensconce the Balei Tosfos Kotis, you know, Tkia Shofar in a liturgical context, that they would realize, you know, b'ni musayhu inun askin. Kilomar, Tosa says, b'chukeyem v'torasam, so there's no need, you know, for us to, you know, be so concerned about this Tkia Shofar. So, when we're no longer worried about Xeris HaMalchus, why don't we do it? So Tosa suggests is, you know, maybe Yafsar Devar Lekilkulo, you never know when things could, when anti-Semitism can pop up again. I think we heard something about that recently. So, you know, because we never really know about that, Tosa says, you know, we'll play it safe, and that's why we're keeping things the way that they are, with a later Tkia Shofar than we would normally do. Especially, you know, it's Yom Teruah Yelachem, it should define the day. You know, you'd think you'd be doing it at Vasikin. This past year, because of, you know, the spacing restrictions, we were actually, like, blowing the shofar at, like, very early. It's, like, 30 degrees also. It's very cold. Anyway, that'll be a story for the grandkids, God willing. Okay. Midikamer b'shas ha'halam, michadar rosh hashanah leka ha'halam, ha'itam ha'rabal, amr malacha, yashar, sif, nekadosh, baruch, ribon, shalom, b'nei mayin, yisrael, amr, mishiru, lefanecha, rosh hashanah, yom, kippurim, amr, lehem, efshar, melech, yoshev, al kisei din, v'sevei chayim, v'sevei mesim, psuchim, lefanav, V'Yisrael Omrim Shira, as is recorded in the Gemara in Arachin as well. Shover Shal Rosh Hashanah Mavir Nalav Esat Chum, V'Emefakchin Olav Esat Gal. So if you're Rashi, you would probably assume that Chum is a din derabanan, the Reisofrim, the Ram would argue maybe a din deraisa. Mefakchin Olav Esat Gal, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Chananel presents as a din deraisa, that would be a malacha deraisa. What malacha would that be? Mefakchin Olav Esat Gal, what malacha would that be? Something for you guys to think about. He presents it as a din d'oraisa. Lo olin bi'ilan v'lo rochun al gab behema. Those are clearly shvusin, right? Gzer mishum kotzer. V'lo shatin al pnei amayim bein chotchin oso ben medavr shum mishum shvush v'lo medavr shum mishum lo sasa. Aval imratza l'itein aso chomayim o yayin yitein. In ma'akvin esatinokos v'lit koa, they're allowed to blow the shofar and Rosh Hashanah play around. Aval misaskin imohem ad shi yomedu. Aval misasek lo yotza v'shomei amin al misasek lo yotza. We already talked about the idea of mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana in certain areas, maybe not by mitzvos like achilas matzah, but certainly by things like Megillah and Halal and Shofar. So my taimara, Shofar aseu v'yamtif ase v'los ase v'nase, the mitzvah of Shofar, docha es los ase v'ase, that's apparently true, even if the violation would only be a din derabanan. Lo olin v'ilan v'lo ruchun al gabi behe, mahashta derabanan amar t'lo, deraisa mibaya zo, v'in tzarech lomar zo, Ketani. So what is the deoraisa? So Rashi says, Roch v'indikalameir v'shem yachtuch z'morah v'ola b'ila v'indikalameir v'shem yitlosh deoraisa mibaya v'yesh gimgum davar. And there b'enai de lo garsinan, that Rashi rejects this gear, so he says, because those are clearly in yanim derabanan. So Rabbeinu Chananel, I noticed, because I was wondering about this, where do you see a deoraisa example in the Mishnah before you get to Ein Chotchen Oso, that could really be a din d'oraisa under certain circumstances. So Rabbeinu Chananel makes the case that Tchum, okay, so that I can understand according to some Rishonim, being a d'oraisa, but in Mefakchen Alav Esagal, I'm not really sure what the Iser d'oraisa would be there. I don't know what Rabbeinu Chananel had in mind. Anybody has a thought about that, I'd be very curious. Michor, it's a din in Tiltal. Yeah, Ilan, what do you think?
The fact he says that it's based on Shabbos, so mainly, and he's like, oh, also there happens to be a losa, so maybe like there are bands of Shabbos.
Yeah, I thought about that too. It's just that in Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, it seems like pretty clearly, he says, Pikuach agav avarasat chom shein iser minatora. not sure what the Isser Min HaTorah would be. So maybe Hotzah, but already by Yantif, that's a little bit hard to say. I'm not sure. Just don't know. Shabbos, maybe. You know, if you say it's in Rishus HaRabim or something. Okay, ve'en chotchen osa ve'en medavar shum mishum shvos ve'en medavar shum mishum lo sase mishum shvos magala sekel lo sase sakina because magala is that's kala achar yad so hashem mishum shvos amart lo sase mivaya zoven tzarech lo merzok tani ovim ratzali ten lesoch ha'mayim o'yayin yitain mayim o'yayin in meraglayin lo even though meraglayin would get the job done just fine. Right, so like the pitum haktores masis and mani abashol hi detanir abashol omer mayim o'yayin mutter. So Meraglaim is Osir because it's a bizayon to the mitzvah. So Ema Akvin is Satinokos Mitkoa Hanoshin Ma'akvin. Ve'atanya Ema Akvin Loas Hanoshim Loas Satinokos Mitkoa Biyamtif Am Rabbi Lokasha Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. Verb Shimon Tanya Deberal B'nei Yisrael Somchin. Ve'ein Ibnos Yisrael Somchos Dibre Rabbi Yehuda. Why was Rabbi Yehuda so concerned? Well, why can't they do, even if they're not obligated to do Smicha Ala Karban? So what's the potential downside risk of Nashim Somchos? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nashim Somchos Rishos, they can take on the mitzvah. Right? Gadol Mitzvah Osa, Mishenu Mitzvah Osa, but at the end of the day, they could still get a schar, a kiyum. So what's all this about? So Rashi mentions a very fascinating consideration. Maybe there's an issue of Baal Tosef if you're not Mechuya B'davar. That's a little shocking, right? Especially the way that we come down, that everybody agrees that there's a big kiyum in terms of, you know, Pater, unless there's something specific like Yohara or Gofnaki, or, you know, very specific technical considerations. There's a big machlokas about Bracha. That's this long Tosos that hopefully we'll get to in just a second. As much as we can, you know, as we can of it. But Baal Tosef is an interesting consideration. But what's a particular, what's a din prati to be concerned about by Somchos? Yeah, Ilan? There you have it. Okay. So the Baal Tosef lay out their... Well, first, actually, let me show you a few important points in Rashi. I'm always encouraging you guys to consider this. We talked about a chire shote v'katan. So he says, lo ma'akven es atinokos... They'll never be obligated. So you can't really compare Nashim and Kitanim. Yeah, it's true, they're both Einan Mitzuvin, but it's a very different kind of Einan Mitzuva. Okay, so let's try to cover as much of Tosos as we can. So Tosos says, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Natam, Avagam, the Stamma season, Rabbi Yehuda, Loch, Rabbi Yosi, one, Dinimuko, Imo. Rabbi Yosi always trumps Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Gemara in Erevin. Umaiserav, the Motzi Tvilin, Micha Bashal, Haisa Manachas Tvilin, one, two, Ishto Shalyona, Shahaisa Ola Laregel, right? And clearly, Mitzvah says Shazman Grama. In the case of Aliyah Laregel, Tvilin is not as clear, it's a Machokes Hatanoim, because whether Lila is Man Tvilin or not, you also have Shabbos and Yantif in the mix, but clearly they were Miniach Tvilin. I love to the Perek in Darshin, Devinu Lezras Nashim, Visamchov Nashim, Pide Lasos Nachas Ruach Lenashim. This is a very important halacha consideration. So this always needs to be weighed, that when something is technically permissible, but we might not be so excited about it, the halachic factor of kedei lasos nachas ruach l'nashem is taken under consideration. Who remembers the tshuva of the Trumas Hadash that I've mentioned to you a couple times? The Rama mentions it in a particular context. The question was, you know, at multiple levels. What about women holding the Sefer Torah? Which the Rama wasn't so excited about based on this Trumas Hadashin. What about women coming to shul? So the Trumas Hadashin felt, you know, women coming to shul, we could allow that. Lasos nachas ruach l'nashim. So obviously communal standards have shifted, you know. Say if I was, starting a new position or something like that, and they asked me, position on women's issues, and I said, you know, I think women can come to shul, you know. Lasos nachas ruach l'nashim, you know. So I think we could be lenient in that area. I think it might elicit some responses. You know, it would be an interesting conversation. So you know, I've been makel, you know, for that Trumas Hadashin my whole career. You know, so I consider myself a big makel. You know, it'd be very humorous. I don't know how well it would go overall, but that's a different story. So Rav Lichtenstein used to say that, you know, in certain contexts. He'd say, yeah, you'll never get the job, but they should know what a Ben Torah stands for. So he wasn't saying that about this Truma Sadesh that he was looking for. But he would also employ this, Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim, in a situation with women holding Sifrei Torah at certain times, certain kinds of women. I don't relate to that, but, you know, personally, but I think it's important that we should, you know, that you guys should be sensitive to this in your halachic thinking. Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim is not Chas V'Shalom, Tosos way of saying I'm a card-carrying feminist. Tosos was not a card-carrying feminist. But Lasos Nachas Ruach L'Nashim was well before there was a feminist movement that within a particular context, if the woman would find it spiritually elevating, then that is something that can be taken under consideration. Not as a chanifa, not as a way of saying that these people don't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, so we have to make Nachas Ruach Lahem. That's not what it means. Okay. Again, So the Bali Tosas are making this point in a pretty extensive way. They say, look, why would Yosef, who was a Sagi Nahar, been so happy about it if he was fulfilling all the mitzvahs, but he wasn't getting any other brachos? Brachos are so important. So why would he be so excited if he was Mechuyav, but Pater? He would have lost that in all the brachos. The only reason to be excited is if you assume that you can make a bracha even when you're not mechuya b'davar. V'yiru aminu perikarvi psachem, suma patr milomar agadah, parach mer v'yosef, v'rsheshet av yamir agadata kochad v'chad v'vesei, v'nemotzi achir midei chavasan, sh'maminah d'mechai v'mishan v'mishan d'kasar v'matzi v'zana zed d'rabanan. They were the ones that held the view, al matzah somar v'yochul, that matzah is like mar v'zana zed, it's only d'rabanan, v'imasha yom v'varachin, lo medaktik midi. That even if they're potter, right, the Gemara has a dion, are they mechuyev, are they not mechuyev? But Tosus likes this idea, again, based on various inferences, and you could be mechalik many times over between a suma and an isha, as Tosus is about to do, but they like the idea that they're establishing precedent that misha potter bedavar adayin mevarech. Mishum devarech rach shenetzricha v'gav misha baltisa laka. Maybe that's only an asmach to bialma. Then we're parak mishameso savik kara misviyotziv savik lo kara choser vekari velo asrinan misavik mishum lo sisa moti shem shemayin levatala da asrinu parakam detur bechsev shem lokech tira hani milei below bracha. That was talking about a situation where there wasn't a bracha altogether. So in general, I'll just give you the background because we're sort of racing against the clock here. That in the end of the day, what Tosus really thinks is a bracha shenetzricha is a bracha without any mitzvah context whatsoever. And the technical issue, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, is can be overlooked. Mitzivanu means that Klal Yisrael is mitzvah, that there's a tzivoy in this mitzvah, that I particularly am mitzvah. Tosus was a little bit less concerned about that than, let's say, the Chachmei Sfarad were. Anyway, so now Tosus, you know, admits that you know, katan isn't the same as suma, which isn't the same as isha. All the chilukim that you would expect. So you say, you know, lo gara from mitzvah derabanan mamar varich. So even if they're mechuyev and mitzvah deraisim derabanan, they should be able to be varich as well. Principles of the Gemara would apply. Whether you think it's based on shalavicha v'yagedicha zekinecha v'yomer lach, whether you think it's based on al pi haTorah sheyarucha v'mishpati sheyom luchasasa, lo sasar min adavar sheyigid lucha yaminu smol. Mi yaya yishlitchos derishus yach lahotzi varich yuvah derabanan, kama katan derivarich la'aviv. Right, we could go back in the other direction. Sometimes a child can be varich for his father. Rishir derabanan, the gavra derabanan. Okay, but all of them in shiva motzi achirim de chovasa megillah. The Rabbi Yehuda k'nam megillah. Right, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda was at a katan could be motzi achirim the megillah, etc., etc. Just to get to another point that Tosos raises, skipping down just in the interest of time. So about 10 lines up from the bottom of Tosfos, he says, "Himashiv Rashi Suma Chayim Derabanan Vishab Tura Yeshu Tain Tam Medavar." The Chmira Abanan Besuma Mishum Dahavi Mina De Bar Chiyuva. First of all, he is a male, and therefore he's part of the Mina of a Bar Chiyuva. Ve'od Shol Yira Kenachrin Part of the Bechol Mitzvos Nimtzu Dei Lodog B'Toras Yisrael Klau. Aval Isha Ipatras La Bechol Mitzvos Asei Shazman Grama. What are there six of them? You know, so even if she's going to be Tura from other Mitzvos Asei like Talmud Torah. In the end of the day, it's nowhere near the same scenario as a Summa, so the Bali Tosos admit that. V'yeshadayin mitzvos de mechayeves behu. Likewise, the last line of Tosos says, you know, you can't really bring such a great raya from Katan either. In raya le'isha de Katan, balachal chia v'chay v'chanecho v'ena mozar al lo sisa. He says in both directions. Number one, a Katan is going to be a bar chiyuva. That's one. And two, the second point is not only is a katan going to be a bar chiyuv, but he doesn't have the same downside risk in terms of the lo saseh, of lo sisa shem hashem bukech l'ashav. So the bottom line is Tosfos knows all of the criticisms of his view. He knows that Summa isn't a perfect paradigm. He knows that katan isn't a perfect paradigm. But in the end of the day, he's just not that concerned about the lo sisa issue. He's not entirely convinced that that's an Issa D'Arais in the context of a bracha shein etzricha, number one. Number two, he doesn't really believe that it's a bracha shein etzricha because you're talking about somebody who is fulfilling a mitzvah, even if they're not mechuyah b'davar, they're still a great kiyum. And so the Bali Tosfos find their rayos from Rav Yosef, you know, and Michal Bashaul to be more compelling. And this is, you know, the minhag that we follow, that women do make brachos on mitzvah sasei shazman grama. A couple of very important points here. We talked about the nature of Malchios. We don't want Malchios to Rizcha. We want it to be Usruas Melechba. We talked about a possible reading of the Gemara of a hierarchy. Malchios then Zichronos then Shofaros, based on the idea that Malchios are the essential Kedusha Sayom. We talked about the relevance of Berovam Hadras Melech as a Din Prati by Halal, as well as a Din Prati by Shofar. We talked about the idea of Shemayachzer Debra Kilkulo. When it comes to delaying the mitzvah of shofar, it really should have been earlier. Yom Teruah Yelachem, it's a day that's defined by shofar, but we'll wait for it. The Yerushalmi that deals with that. We talked a little bit about the relationship between the Aseh of shofar and the Aseh and Losa Aseh of Yamtif, even if it's only the Dinder Rabbanan. I guess I made some notes earlier today that I wanted to get one final point across, that I thought it's possible to say that the shavus factor getting in the way of shofar, that in mefakchin alav esagal, well, in mefakchin alav esagal could be the derais if you Rabbeinu Chanan is correct. But let's say it's you hold that tchum is derabanan. Let's say it's rochvin al gabe ilan or rochvin al gabe sus or olin li ilan. So what is that really? So I wanted to suggest that could be a din prati as well, because if the whole function of the shofar, of the chefts of shofar, is to be mala zichroneinu letova, so we're going to be exquisitely sensitive in the context of shofar that we didn't somehow enable this kol shofar through, let's say, even in Aveira derabanan. And I know you're going to say, well, what about shofar agazel? But, you know, in bekol din gezel, we have a technical answer to that. But I think that shofar has a unique sensitivity. As a chefza, which is supposed to be mala zichroneinu letova, right, there would be something very untoward about, you know, a violation of Hilchos Yamtif on the Yamtif, which is defined by shofar. Zichron Teruah Yelachem, Yom Teruah Yelachem, the Yamtif Shel Rosh Hashanah should be Yamtif where the shofar is really, you know, the optimal shofar. And I think that in the opposite direction too, not only do we avoid committing any Isser Durabban in our pursuit of shofar, the fact is that the, you know, Minhag Nafots, Bechol Yisrael, is to go for the shofar Shel Ayil. Now, according to the Rambam, that's an Ikuv Daraisim. According to everybody else, that's just a mitzvah Min HaMavchar. But the idea is, we want to choose the Chafza that's the optimal Zikar. Tiku Lufana B'Shofar Shel Ayil, Kedesha Ezkor Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram is the paradigmatic act of submission, you know, halachic submission. And so the idea of even Yisurei Derabban and even Shvosin, I'm saying Ilan without resorting to the Ramban, I'm just saying as a Din Prati in Rosh Hashanah, I think is particularly important. That which is going to be Amala Zichroneinu should really be the ultimate chafetza shal mitzvah, and to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of our ultimate commitment to his values, you know, Kadesha Ezkor Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avram. Okay, so much to do, obviously, in a short amount of time, but a lot for all of us to consider.